Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, it is Topical Tuesday, April 2. Tuesday the 2 of 2024. Steve Cypress here. Beautiful sunset going on behind me. Check out the ray of light coming forth from the west. So Google settled a lawsuit yesterday where there was a complaint about their browsing in incognito mode. So you may have done this. You may know that if you use the Google a search engine, you can browse incognito. However, as disclosed in this lawsuit, and that was the lawsuit was all about, not as incognito, or you're not as private as you think you are. So basically, it's think of browsing incognito means kind of you are using the Google search engine for the first time ever. So there's no history, there's no suggested searches based on anything you've done in the past. However, and when you close the incognito browser, that session ends and Google wipes out everything that happened. However, while it was happening, you were still being tracked. So your internet provider tracked everything you did. That means advertisers are paying to find out everywhere you went and everything you searched for and everything you clicked on and everything you didn't. And you can still get viruses downloaded into your computer from things you click on and whatever. So incognito, maybe not so much. Not really a business tip, but all business people do search. And if you want some more protection and privacy and not to be tracked, you do a search, use a search engine like I use, the DuckDuckGo, it's called. So kind of silly name now that I, first time I think, one of the few times I've said it out loud. It's kind of a funny name, DuckDuckGo, but you can download the app or DuckDuckGo.com. I use that so that there are no third parties tracking your browser history. At least there hasn't been a lawsuit about it yet because supposedly they are not doing that and selling your information to advertisers or any other people with nefarious goals in mind with your data and your information. So that's it. Forewarned, forearmed. That's the way it is with the evil company whose motto, I think it used to be, don't be evil, but I don't even think they try that anymore because everyone knows that Google is a supremely evil company. I don't use their browser. Maybe you do. Maybe you use incognito. Now you know a little bit more about it. That'll do it for Topical Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. Thanks for being here today. Thanks for the likes and hearts and shares and all that stuff going on. I appreciate it. And I will appreciate you more by being back tomorrow with some business building tips on World Wide Web Wednesday. Yes, I know Google's all about the World Wide Web, but I got some more for you tomorrow on World Wide Web Wednesday. I'll catch you then. Bye-bye.
Sharp Entrepreneurs, hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.